Yeah, so I'm a YouTuber now. I've been a YouTuber for about 4 or 5 years, I would say. But never been super consistent. But just know I'm a YouTuber though. That's all y'all need to know. And we about to get into this YouTube stuff. Let's get right into it. Welcome to my podcast. Let's go. So, let's talk about that YouTube algorithm. Okay? That's the thing that helps you get discovered. You gotta figure out how it go, what you gotta do, how you gotta do it, what your tags gotta be. Yeah, I'm cooking right now. Me and my lady cooking, we're up for cooking. So you already know it's about to be good. You hear the grease popping like that. I was telling her, I was like, the grease, it don't care about nobody. The grease will pop. Yeah. The grease will pop your grandma, your grandpa, your mama, your daddy, your son, your daughter, your pastor, your favorite teacher. The grease don't care. It's gonna pop you regardless. So you gotta wear safety when you cooking in grease, cause the grease gonna do it to you, ain't it? Ain't that right? That's right. So today we're gonna be talking about YouTube. I'm sorry, I got off topic, but bear with me, guys. Bear with me. So I haven't made a YouTube video in a while, which I was supposed to make one today, but I was tired because I've been working. You know what I'm talking about? Actually, let's talk about work. We're gonna talk about two things in this podcast. We're gonna talk about YouTube and work. Number one, let's talk about how we should all be entrepreneurs and how jobs is just BS. Cause, like my boy Carlos Miller said, the job they only give you enough to get right back to that thing. Cause besides that, you know, I feel like I'm working and I'm still broke. How you working and you still broke? You living paycheck to paycheck. We should not be living paycheck to paycheck. Why is we living paycheck to paycheck? That's why we all need to be making a job is only good if you're making $15. If you're making less than $15 an hour, it's not worth it. That's why you need to become an entrepreneur. You need to be on your own schedule. And plus, jobs don't even care about you. They just using you. Like, I know that don't make sense, but it do make sense. They just using you. They don't even care about you. Like, cause let me give you an example. I told my boss, I was like, hey man, I don't feel good today. Like, I feel like I'm about to throw up. He was like, all right, try to be in by 3 o'clock. I was like, I just said that I don't feel good and I feel like I'm finna throw up and I got a headache. So like, they don't care about your health, your personal being. The only thing that they care about is when you there, how long you finna be there, and they want you to stay extra. Right? But when you feel sick and when you feel bad, they be like, okay, well still keep making in still. Like, dude, I just told you, I don't feel good. All right, when I go there and get everybody sick, then you're going to be like, you should have stayed home. Be like, I text you said come in at 3. It's a little, you should have stayed home. Look, right. This is why entrepreneurship is very important. It may be hard, but it's going to be worth it in the long run because ain't nobody got to be watching over you. You don't got nobody telling you what to do. You don't got nobody doing none of that. You get to set your own schedule, set your own time. You get to be with your family a lot, and that creates closer family bonds and stuff like that. But when you at work, you got to be gone for hours at a time. Your kids coming home from school, you ain't even home yet because you still at work. You know what I mean? I just want to become an entrepreneur, y'all. That's all I want to do. I just want to become an entrepreneur. Which I will. And let me tell y'all something. Today, I just created a brokerage account. If y'all know what that is. If y'all don't, then do some research. Because I ain't got the description on hand. But I know what it is. Yeah. I ain't got the description on hand, but I just created one today. It's basically an account for investing. You know what I'm talking about? Like investing in stuff. And it's like a different type of bank account, but it's just for investing. I just created that today because I'm serious about being an entrepreneur. And I got things to do. And, man, if y'all with me, then y'all with me. Just know that's what I'm trying to do. And one way I'm trying to do that is becoming a YouTuber, which might sound crazy, but it's possible. Some things might seem like they far. I mean, not far. Some things might seem like they hard to reach, and it's impossible to reach that goal. But it just takes time. Like it's gonna happen. Like even if it happened by the time you're 30, guess what? It still happens. You're going to be living out your dream, and you're going to be retired before you actually become retired. You know what I'm saying? Before you retire from your job. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Well, not retired, but you're going to be making more money than you were at your job. Another way is to invest into stocks. You know what I'm saying? I just learned that. I'm 24, y'all. These things wasn't told to me. I had to learn these upon myself. Right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'ma just let y'all listen to the grease popping in the back for a little bit. But if you like this podcast, then follow it, because our podcast will sooner than later become a little bit more structured. This is only my second episode, and it's not very structured, but bear with me. Bear with me, people. I'm just coming off the top right now. Yup. But let me see. Yeah. Guys, that's it. I'm giving y'all a 7-minute podcast today. But I hope y'all enjoy. If y'all got things that y'all want me to talk about, or y'all want to talk about with me, then let me know. Because right now I'm on Anchor. Everybody knows what Anchor is. So just reply to me. Appreciate your feedback. Thank you.